Good morning, Tuesday the 12th of March. We're going to stay on the hardwood on the junior side of it, the college basketball parlay today, as our parlay program rolls along with another winner last night in the NBA. Again, this one's in the college side of it. We're going to go for a pretty name brand game, title game out west, Gonzaga and St. Mary's. I'm going to go into alt-line parlay, and we're going to pay a little juice, not much, but it won't be our underdog plays that we've had a lot of lately. We're going to pay minus 120 for this for one unit. We're going to take Gonzaga plus 3.5, and the game total to go over 130.5. So plus 3.5 for Gonzaga, and the game over 130.5. That price is available at Caesars and Betfred. Just a couple ticks higher at Rivers. I believe it's 122 over there. The other ones, if they have this option, are relatively close. All right, now why? I think Gonzaga is 5 or 6 points better here. Better, and we're getting 3.5 points. So that's a nice little handy bonus to get the points, just in case. The total is likely around 144, so the over 137.5 looks safe, although it has moved down a point. Now, there's a reason for that. There's a tendency in these conference games to get a little more defensive, and this is a title game. And, of course, if St. Mary's, I guess there's no of course here, but I believe, of course, St. Mary's has to play defensively to have a chance in this game. But yet, since I like Gonzaga, I do expect Gonzaga to control the pace. So while I think this game's probably around 144, clearly over the 137.5 line, we don't need that either. We need over 130.5 on that tease line. So that gives us a little cushion if these guys happen to play that defensive side of it. It doesn't mean Gonzaga can't win and have a defensive game. So this gives us a little bit of a cushion. Or, hey, listen, we're plus 3.5. So if St. Mary's does control the pace, makes it a tighter game, a lower scoring game, and wins this by even as much as 3 points, we still come out ahead. So what would that look like? 67-64, for example. St. Mary's victory is within the 3.5 and just over the 130.5. So that, for an example, would be a win for us. And I don't think we get there, but I sure like that security blanket. If there wasn't a concern about the defensive efforts in this game, I'd make this a two-unit play. I really like it. Gonzaga is really playing well right now. They're on a roll. St. Mary's is not a bad team at all. They've got a nice little streak going of wins other than the Gonzaga loss they just had a couple games ago where they got manhandled severely by Gonzaga. But, you know, St. Mary's isn't playing a lot of competition. And quite frankly, Gonzaga isn't either this time of the year. Gonzaga, to their credit, does play some good non-conference games. St. Mary's is starting to get there. But they play all these conference games, and other than Gonzaga and St. Mary's, there's not a lot to speak of there. Santa Clara and San Francisco will be the third and fourth best, and that's not much to say. That's not much competition for them. So these two teams should go on big winning streaks in the conference other than when they play each other. And but Gonzaga is the class of the two, and they should show that here. So I expect a higher scoring game and Gonzaga, but the play is Gonzaga plus 3.5, the game over 130.5 at minus 120 for one unit. Best of luck. Check out all of our other tourney picks at our score projections page at patreon.com.